So based on what we said yesterday, that a person is washing his hands with less than a revius, so the first on each hand, again, it always has to be revius, you have to start with revius in the case. But if he pours less than revius on his hands, that water becomes tameh. The second time you pour, the water becomes tor, but only is matar the water on your hands, not the water which would be on anything else. So if there's any other thing on your hand, even if it's not a chatzitza, that water will not become tor. That water, if that afterwards subsequently goes back onto your hands and touches your hands, it makes your hands tame, and your netilah was not valid. So if you wash with the revius, however, according to most Rishonim, that's not true. The first set of water does not become tame, and there's no concern about the water then going back onto your hands, and it's not a problem. So whenever a person's washing with a situation where there's a bandage or something of that sort, where some of the water will go onto the bandage as opposed to going into the hand, the person should be very careful to make sure that they pour a revius onto their hands in their first washing, and therefore they won't be concerned about any issues of tumor. So now we have to deal with the questions of the chatzitza issue. So the area where a person has a wound and the bandage is necessary to protect the wound from getting infected or because of the pain, to help healing. So that area is considered a necessary area. So the halacha looks at it as if that area is not chayiv in the tila. It's like it's not there. That's the lashon of the rush. It's like it's not there, so it's not chayiv in the tila. So you don't have to wash that area. So you don't have to worry about a chatzitza issue because that area is not required to have in the tila. So many times what you'll have is you'll have a bandage which will cover that area, and then you'll have it will cover beyond that area just for further protection or to help it stick, etc. That area really, which could be washed, there's nothing preventing it from being washed, that area is chayiv in the tila. So assuming that there's no issue of getting the area wet, we'll leave that for the next case. You should take out the outer bandage, which is covering over the whole thing, going beyond the area which has to be covered. Wash that part, and then the part which you don't have to wash, don't wash, and then you'll put the outer bandage back on. That would be the best option to do when a person. So the standard bandage, your Band-Aid bandage. So it has the part which is directly over the wound, but that part is necessary. And then it has the adhesive on the two sides to hold it in place. That part is with the chayiv and the tila. So a person could take off the bandage. A person should take off the bandage, wash the hand, and then put another bandage back on. If the covering is such that he will not take it off no matter what, it's going to stay there for a period of time, it's something which has to stay for a period of time, he will not be removing it for anything, then we could argue, and somebody asked me this yesterday, it becomes bottle to the hand. When it's bottle to the hand, it's part of your hand. So you just wash on top of it, you do not need to remove it, you just wash the whole area on top of the bandage, and you're allowed to leave the bandage there. So if the bandage is going to be staying for a period of time, you will not be removing it for any purpose, you're not planning to replace it, and every day, whatever it is, you're going to just keep it there for a period of time, and that's what you're supposed to do, and that's what you're planning to do. It becomes bottle to the hand, so you wash with revius on top of it. If you're planning to change it once in a while, etc., then you should remove anything which is extraneous to the area which is necessary to cover the wound, wash your hands, and then put that other bandage back on. If you can't get it wet, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a good morning.